It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. And it's presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. As always, on a Thursday night at 6 o'clock, glad to have you with us. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett, the preeminent wrestling writer here in Lorain County, John from the Chronicle Telegram. We love to get together each and every Thursday night and tell you about Lorain County wrestlers and the wrestling scene across Northeast Ohio. Sean, as always, great to be with you once again. Yes, the weary traveler.
I'm enjoying this beautiful 40-degree weather outside right now because, I tell you, I just leave, you know, Lorain County, and all of a sudden it's a blizzard outside, and I'm driving through, I'm mushing like a dog sled team.
Every couple of weeks, it seems like we're talking about the adventures of Sean Bennett out on the highways. I mean, you were down at the state duels last weekend, and all of a sudden I'm reading your tweets and Facebook, and it's like, oh no, here goes Sean again, coming up 71.
And it was identical situation to Maumee Bay. Perfectly clear roads, clear weather all the way in early in the morning. As soon as I get there, I look out the window and boom, blizzard. And it's, nasty snow. There was all kinds of accidents down there around the Columbus area. And apparently on 71, although by the time I got on 71, I stayed a little late, wrote my story down in Columbus. And then by the time I got back, it was somewhat clear, a lot less harrowing than the drive back from Toledo.
And all in all, not a bad showing for the Pioneers of Elyria High.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was impressed with a lot of individual performances. From the team performances, Elyria's got to the point where they're kind of like, you know, they want that state title. So every year they go down there and they don't win it. I'm sure there's disappointment on their end. But overall, like I said, they perform well as a team. Guys stepped up who don't normally step up. The guys who don't put a big spotlight on a lot of times that don't have the national rankings like maybe Dylan Shaver and Mick Burnett have. But everybody kind of like did a pretty good job. Even those who lost matches battled and kept it close. And you know, it was impressive. But again, Elyria's kind of on another level right now, and they're going to walk away even with a great performance into the state semifinals, where they had it the match was close right down to the last couple matches against the number one seed. They're going to walk away disappointed, even though they really looked well.
Yeah, we'll talk about those individual performers during our next segment. Also, last weekend, the Patriot Athletic Conference Tournament, Lake Erie League Tournament, Great Lakes Tournament, and the Holland-Springfield Duel. So we've got a lot to talk about. And, of course, coming up later on in the show, in our third segment, we're going to hear from Sean Bristow, head coach over at Midview, with the SWC Tournament coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it was a really good mix last weekend of tournaments. Obviously, half of the county teams conference tournaments were last weekend, half are this weekend coming up. We had a couple Southwestern Conference teams preparing for their tournament by going to regular events, and then you had Elyria at the state duel. So it was a good mix. I was all over the place. I enjoyed it. Got to see a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, good stuff. So we've got a lot of ground to cover, so we'll take a quick time out, and when we come back, we'll talk about those tournaments last weekend. We'll leave Sean's travels by the wayside. He got back here. That's a good thing. So yep. Stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you each and every Thursday night at this time on AM 930 WEOL. And Sean, we're online
at WEOL.com.
And we continue along with this week's edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Hey, we hope that you've had a chance to watch. The Matt Report was released Thursday, and good stuff. Boy, we covered a lot of ground on the Matt Report as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, you know, talked about pretty much a lot of things that happened last weekend. Got some top performers who haven't normally been in there. Some top performers who did. Of course, that happens when you have five top three performers. So,
right. Still, the, to me, you got to watch the Matt Report for the pain.
The pain.
The pain. My favorite move, which is presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty, and we're glad to have them on the radio side of things as well. So give it a watch, the Matt Report on WEOL.com, on the Chronicles Facebook page and web page. A lot of wrestling talk on the Matt Report. But here you don't get to see us, you just get to listen to us on the radio. It's our weekly wrestling recap. And Sean, let's delve into some of those individual Elyria wrestlers as far as their appearance last week at the state tournament, at the Duels State Tournament at St. John.
All right. Obviously, they opened up with Wadsworth in the quarterfinals, the state quarterfinals, and they won 46-20. Then they lost 40-25 against Cincinnati LaSalle in the semifinals. A handful of wrestlers went 2-0 for Elyria. Obviously, the two nationally ranked Elyria wrestlers went 2-0. Dylan Shaver had a pin and a major decision. Mick Burnett went 2-0. He had a technical fall in his opener. Enrique Munguia at 152 pounds had a pin. Jake Evans got a forfeit 6 points in one of his matches. So these are all bonuses that I'm kind of talking about. And then Drew Levis at 220 pounds, 2-0 with two pins. So a double bonus for him. So that's a good job for them. And then a handful of other guys at least went 1-1. Peyton Fenton, Bryce Allison, Nate Burnett, Matt Zuckerman, Ben Dorr, Luis Aguilar, who got a pin in his one win, all went 1-1. So all helped out, you know, in one way or the other, in one match or the other. So it was really good, exciting weekend for that team.
There we go. So again, as you said during the first segment, they'll leave disappointed. But that being said, it just shows the level where Elyria High is at right now.
Yeah, and it's good because, again, this is the state duel, so this is no schedule points. These are this is basically free practice, free warm-up for the postseason for them. And because they wrestled in the regional the weekend before, the state last weekend, and now the GCC this week, they have six straight weeks to finish the season where they're in action during the weekends as well. So they're definitely kind of running a gauntlet type of situation, but that's how Elyria likes it. That's how, like, Eric Burnett likes it. He schedules these crazy big tournaments, lots of them. So these guys are definitely tested. You faced Larry Wrestler. He's seen some stuff.
Boy, no doubt about it. All right, let's get into the league tournaments that took place last weekend. And boy, there were a bevy of them. We'll start kind of in Division One, Lake Erie League tournament over at Maple Heights, where Lorraine didn't fare too badly. A 4th out of 7, they did have 7 placers.
Yeah, they had 7 placers. 4th out of 7. Obviously, Lorraine has actually been like the multi-year runner-up. So this is a little bit down for them this year. They generally finish 2nd to Maple Heights for about 3 or 4 straight years. But the individuals showed up. Daniel Finley won the championship at 145 pounds. He's Lorraine's 7th three-time Lake Erie League champion. So obviously a great job for him to become a three-time conference champion. Sam DeAndre was also a finalist, finishing as a runner-up at 138 pounds. So obviously, you know, good job for them as a whole. They basically need to now just kind of rest up. If there are injuries, which I'm sure at this point in the season, a lot of guys are banged up. They just rest up this week and get ready for sectionals in a couple weekends.
Over in the Patriot Athletic Conference, their tournament was held at Buckeye High School, a bevy of Lorraine County teams, obviously in the pack, which, of course, this is now the final year of the pack. They're going to kind of become their own Lorraine County Conference, per se. But Wellington, Keystone, Brookside, Black River, Columbia, Firelands, Oberlin, Clearview, they were all there.
Yeah, and the best team performer was Wellington. They finished 4th place out of the 12 teams. The top three were Buckeye, Fairview, and Lutheran West, which kind of means that the Lorraine County League next year in its first inaugural wrestling tournament is going to be wide open because those three teams are going away, and you're going to have basically, probably about 4 or 5 teams out of the 8 that are going to be shooting for that first title. So that's kind of good news for all the Lorraine County teams. But lots of individual champions. I was at this event, and there was a lot of Lorraine County guys winning titles. So even though the teams maybe weren't in it for the title race, a lot of guys came away with gold last weekend. Gabe Gayhart and Mike Casella for Wellington both won championships. Gabe Gayhart at 170 pounds. Mike Cassell at 220 pounds. Nick Hickman, who I believe is still undefeated since he's made that drop to 195 pounds. He started the season at 285 as a heavyweight. He won the championship at 195 pounds. And their heavyweight, Luke Moore, won the championship at 285. Matt Thompson from Brookside won the 182-pound title. So, and Peyton Bergdorf, of course, won the 120-pound title. Again, another three-time conference champion. He's only a junior, so next year he'll be going for four for conference championship. So really good job by all those guys winning the titles, but there were a lot of other finalists. Hunter Yaples and Jamie Kayousis from Black River were in the finals. Cole Schwartz and Josh Hickman and Justin Bell and Eli Caraballo from Columbia. Four Columbia wrestlers got into the finals. So lots of really high-level performances. Jose Morales from Keystone as well. So, I mean, it was good. Good wrestling overall there, Pac.
Elyria Catholic was at the Great Lakes Conference Tournament over at Parma. The Panthers finished 7th out of 7, but they did have 3 placers, including 2 young men that took home the gold.
Well, they started the season only with 5 wrestlers on the roster, and I don't think they've had 5 healthy wrestlers for one event. I mean, it's one guy's out of the lineup or another guy's out of the lineup, so I'm not sure if anybody other than these 3 wrestled, if the other guys are able to wrestle or what happened, but as far as, you know, if you want to maximize your, if you want to be about as efficient as possible, you have 3 wrestlers, all 3 get into the finals. Stephen Ferguson and Malik Gaddy win their championships. Stephen Ferguson at 152 pounds, Gaddy at 182, and Jack Decker finishes the runner-up at heavyweight. Ferguson, at like the other guys that we've mentioned before, a 3-time conference champion. So that's they did as good as you could possibly hope for, really, at that situation. Same thing for them, though. Hopefully they get rested up. The 5 guys that were on their roster to start, hopefully, are ready to go for sectionals in a couple weekends.
Ferguson's not a young man that we've talked a lot about this year, but, boy, every time you do a recap, he's always up on the podium.
Yeah, he missed the first several weeks. He wasn't at the Cobo, so I remember he was sitting on the sideline kind of rooting his teammates on. So he was one of those guys that was kind of banged up early in the season, but he made his debut a few weeks in, and, man, he's been on fire and well-expected. I mean, he's a 2-time state alternate. He's been one of the top wrestlers. His dad was a really high-level wrestler for Southview.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's not – and his dad, actually, I think, is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Lorain County All-Star Meet this year. As well. So, he did not expect his own. I believe he had all Ohio designation as a football player, as a linebacker for the Elyria Catholic team that made it into the regional semifinals this year. So he's a great athlete, all-around athlete, multi-sport athlete. So no surprise that he's really doing well right now.
Midview was on the road last weekend, quite a road trip for them. They went to Holland Springfield, and they finished 3rd out of 6.
Yeah, and obviously I'll talk with briefly with Sean about this tournament, but they did a pretty good job. They started strong, won 3 straight dual meets, 59-16 over Holland Springfield, 49-20 over Bowling Green, and 57-13 over Fremont Ross. Then lost their last 2, 45-31 over Ostego, and 56-12 versus Toledo Whitmer to finish 3rd out of the 6 teams. Again, a lot of good individual performances. Daniel Bucknavich still unbeaten. He went 5-0 in this event. He's still unbeaten at heavyweight, one of the few unbeaten wrestlers in the county. Zach Short, Dustin Wells, Andrew Fillion, and Zach Anderson all went 4-1 in the event. So they did have some good individual performances. They didn't do too bad as a team. And obviously it served as a nice warm-up for the SWC tournament this weekend.
And Avon Lake, where Sean Bristow wrestled as a high schooler, they went to the Dale Carroll Invitational over at Clyde High School. Nice showing, 4th out of 13.
And I believe this, I'm not 100% sure, but I think this was originally scheduled earlier in the season. It might have been one of the events because of weather issues, might have been postponed a week or two. It wasn't on this week's schedule, but I do remember it being scheduled. So I'm not exactly sure what worked out on that. But yeah, Avon Lake, fourth place finish, team finish out of 13 teams. Obviously good, 9 placers, several finalists. Ethan Shepard won the championship at 132 pounds. Frank Gardner won the championship at 145 pounds. John Perry was a runner-up at 138. And then the usual suspects, you know, Ty Taggart, Abud Salem, Ethan Daniger, Dylan Klima, Hunter McHugh, Jake McKinley, all kind of ended up on the podium. So that's a good, warm-up for the SWC tournament this weekend.
Again, SWC tournament this weekend at Midview. And speaking of the SWC tournament at Midview and Midview High School, the Middies head coach, Sean Bristow, set to join us during our next segment. So stay with us. We still have a lot more wrestling to talk about in the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined each and every Thursday by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Great to have you with us on AM 930, on your phone with the app, and Sean online
at WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back each and every Thursday night right here on WEOL. It's our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Elkhorn with AM 930, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, and now a third person joins us as we head to the phone lines, and we welcome in the head wrestling coach over at Midview High School, Sean Bristow. Midview will be the site of the SWC tournament this weekend, and of course, Midview last weekend, as we talked about during the previous segment, was at the Holland-Springfield duel. So we thought it would be good to have Sean Bristow join us tonight on the program. I'll go from one Sean to the other. Sean Bennett.
Hey, Coach. How you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks, guys, for having me on today.
All right. Let's start with last weekend. You guys were out at the Holland-Springfield duels. And you know, it's obviously you guys kind of, I know we've talked in the past, you guys kind of end load your schedule. You save some schedule points for the end of the season. Obviously, it serves kind of two purposes. One, you kind of warm up for the conference tournament this weekend and for the postseason immediately after. But looking at some of the teams that we kind of mentioned in the last segment that you guys compete against, you know, Bowling Green, Fremont Ross, Toledo Whitmer, teams that you'll be seeing possibly at the district. So, kind of a little bit of a scouting mission for you guys as well, maybe.
Right, exactly. We like to get ready, you know, right before postseason. We kind of go a little bit heavier, like you said, just to try to get these guys, you know, in the swing of things, wrestling on the weekends. And exactly what you said, Sean, we want to check out some of those teams that we're going to be seeing, you know, Fremont Ross, those guys at district. So we kind of get a gauge on where we're at, you know, with those guys.
We kind of listed some of the guys who perform well, but obviously at the top of the list, Daniel Bucknavich, 5-0 last weekend, still undefeated for the season. We talked about Josh on the Matt Report this week. We talked about Josh Lowe's state tournament predictions report coming out, and Daniel's listed as the number 4 heavyweight in the state. For a guy who didn't even, you know, wasn't a state qualifier last year, he has just burst onto the scene. How fun has it been to watch him this season, and what are you kind of expecting the next last few weeks here?
You know, it's been wonderful. We're super excited for him. You know, he works his tail off, and he goes hard, and we're super excited. We're hoping that he goes deep into the postseason, and I think he has the mental toughness and the physicality to do that. You know, he's always ready to roll, and he's aggressive, he's strong, he's big, he's learning his hips more, so I think that's helping him on the mat, and we're looking forward to good things here. Hopefully in the postseason next week at sectionals at Westlake High School.
Sean Bennett just mentioned he's kind of burst on the scene, this big leap forward this year. To what do you attribute that to? Why has he been able to make such a huge leap from last year to this year?
Okay, so freshman year, he started coming on. I think I talked to Sean before. He actually beat our senior that was there that year, Evan Keyes. And it was like, wow, you know, who's this freshman? You know, already pushing our kid, and our kid Evan Keyes was a solid heavyweight. So we're kind of like, okay, this heavyweight's going to be pretty solid. And then last year, Daniel had a good year also. You know, like at sectionals, he beat the Ed's kid for third and fourth. So he was solid again last year. And then, unfortunately, at districts, we lost to the Ed's kid to go to state in overtime. But Daniel went, you know, this summer, I think what helps him out this year is he put a lot of time in the weight room with the football team. So, you know, I want to give some credit to the football team for helping them out in the weight room also. We do a lifting program all season with our team, and he goes to camps too. I want to say that he was at Baumgartner last year, the heavyweight camp in the summer. And, you know, some of those things that he's doing on his own are really helping him out, you know.
Coach, one more question with him is he's burst on the scene, as we said so many times, and you know, he's kind of an unknown. I mean, him right. And Jack Resch were like one rank apart in the state ranks, I think third and fourth early in the season, and he faces Resch and instantly pins him at Bill D's. It's hard to say what his potential is, but without the state field having a true like heavyweight juggernaut like they've had in the past, it wouldn't be unheard of for him to go to state and actually win a state title this year.
You know what, that's funny, Coach, because our other coaching staff is talking about it. They're, you know, Coach Snyder's like, I'm telling you, at the beginning of the year, he goes, the way he was wrestling, he's like, Daniel could win the rest of these tournaments. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what are you talking about? He's like, he can win the conference, he can win sectional, he can win districts, and don't be surprised if he might get in the finals of the state. So, I mean, that would be amazing, you know. But let's do 1 week at a time, right?
That's the way it always goes.
Yeah, I know, you know, Jack Resch is going to be gunning for him. We got the heavyweight from Lakewood that's going to be a good go. And then Tyler Jones out of North Homestead. This just at our conference, I think Daniel's going to be tested right there, you know, this weekend at Midview.
Yeah, good warm-up for him. Well, let's talk about the tournament. Obviously, the last time I was at Midview for the conference tournament was the West Shore Conference, so it's been a few years, and, you know, it's a good field this year. Obviously, Midview won the title. They're the defending champions from last year. Looks like you guys are in the top half again this year, but it kind of looks like maybe Berea Mid-Park and Avon right now, Berea Mid-Park being 9-0 in SWC duels, Avon 8-1, are kind of the challengers for the title. Your thoughts on this weekend and what you kind of expect as the host school?
You know, we're really happy to host it. We're glad to do it. A lot of work behind the scenes, but I think it's going to be a well-ran tournament. And I, like you said, Berea Mid-Park's having a heck of a year. Hats off to them. Hats off to Avon. It's going to be between those two. Like you said, Berea Mid-Park's undefeated in the conference duels, and I think Avon has one loss. And they're definitely going to be gunning for each other. And it's kind of interesting. I can't wait to see the seeds when they come out. You know, hey, where's guys going to be? Are they going to flip around? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that to try to win the title? And we're just happy to be part of it. Unfortunately, our team-wise, we're not into it this year for the running of the championship, but we still got the individual guys that we're ready to go with.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bristow, head coach over at Midview, and as Sean just alluded to, Midview hosting the SWC Wrestling Tournament this weekend.
Sean, last year, obviously, you guys won the title, so your coaching has to be a little bit altered. Does it simplify things, make it a little easier as far as coaching when you don't have to worry about that team race and you can just worry about the individuals and what they have to do to get their maximum performance at each weight class?
Yeah, we actually, it's less stress this year. I know last year going in, our coaching staff was kind of on the pins and needles because Falls and us were just right there with each other. And it's kind of nice, like you said, Sean, we're not really worried about the team title. We're worried more about the individual basis, which is good because postseason's coming up next week, and it's kind of how it's going to be for next week. So we're kind of getting ready this weekend for
it. Sean, final question for you. Whether it's a Midview wrestler against another SWC opponent or just two guys from the SWC, is there a match that you're really looking forward to seeing this weekend over at Midview?
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, I mean, there's going to be some other good matchups, but just kind of looking, being biased with our team, I think Daniel is going to have a couple good matches, and then, you know, on paper, it looks like maybe him and Roche in the finals, and I would like to see that again. I know Jack over there has been training with him, or, you know, training for him, and he wants some revenge. And, you know, Jeremy Johnson, their coach, hats off to him. He was a great heavyweight, so I think they're going to have a good game plan. So Buck's going to have to go really tough and really hard again.
There we go. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that match.
I know Jack's a returning state qualifier. He's a senior, so I'm sure he is not happy about the result of that last match. So
I think
the two of them, I think he's got something to prove this weekend. It's going to be a fantastic, what I hope to be in the finals.
Yes.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here on the Weekly Wrestling Recap. Good luck not only to the Midview team, but to Midview High School for hosting the SWC tournament this weekend. We'll keep an eye on things. I'm sure Sean Bennett will be roaming around the mats over there, so you'll see Sean. But we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
All right, awesome. Thanks for the coverage, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Sean Bristow, the head coach over at Midview High School, joining us here on our Weekly Wrestling Recap. I kind of lobbed him that softball. I mean, you know, that'll be a great match. And as you said, if it's in the finals especially.
Yeah, and as I mentioned about Josh Lowe's predictions report that came out, he's got Bucknavich ranked fourth in the state and Jack Resch ranked fifth in the state. So that's a match you expect to see in Columbus that we'll get to see right here in Lorain County over there at in Grafton at Midview. So I highly recommend people show up if not for anything, just for that match, because it is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, before we close up shop, Sean Bennett, what else is happening this weekend? You said you've got another road trip in front of you.
Yeah, well, we got three conference tournaments. Elyria, this is kind of a new thing. The Greater Cleveland Conference is holding their tournament on a Friday night. Generally with the eight-team conference, it goes pretty quick. I've done it on Saturdays at Euclid where I'm there at 8 in the morning and I'm gone by like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So they decided to do it on Friday night, so that's kind of cool. They're going to start wrestling around 3. They'll probably be done by 8 p.m. So Elyria will be at the Greater Cleveland Conference Friday night. I'll be at that one. I'll also be then Saturday, all day Saturday at Midview for that Southwestern Conference that we mentioned. Amherst, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, and the host Middies all in action there. 10-team tournament, so it'll go a little bit longer, but that'll be a good one as well. And then the last conference tournament involving Lorain County Conference School is Vermilion, who will compete at the Sandusky Bay Conference at Lakota High on Saturday as well. And then the conference tournaments are wrapped up, and we're on to the postseason.
And I know you're excited about
that. Oh, I am. I can't wait. It's going to be good stuff.
All right. Good show tonight. That was a lot of fun. Again, thanks to Sean Bristow, who joined us earlier this segment, talking a little bit about Midview and the SWC tournament at Midview on Saturday. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. Thanks to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Biggest thanks to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again next Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. So until that time, Tim Elkhorn saying, once again, thank you very much for listening, and so long, everybody.